Child, after, well, not after, but while I was setting up, I was saying to myself, child, the neediness, child, of it all. Like, I'm just so needy because I noticed all the things that I was putting together while I was getting my set together. And I was saying, God damn, like, do I really need all this? And I was like, yeah, to be comfortable, to, you know, ease the mind while talking, child, plus to even be me. To be me, this is what it takes. Like, goddamn, the extraness. The drama I bring, seriously. But no, guys, we are back. How you guys doing? I'm back with you guys after 3 weeks. I've said to myself that I have to stop microdosing y'all. You know, but I also don't want to give too much and have y'all overdose, you know? Because, period, you know, I just want to micromanage, you know, what I put out. So yeah, while I was thinking about that, I came up with a few ideas, and I was like, well, since this is the fifth episode, you know, going into if there even is a season two, or will I just continue this season, you know? But I was saying to myself, like, how can I make it better? How can I make it more interesting, you know? And I was thinking about ideas, and I was like, well, I have the space to, you know, record while recording on camera while recording myself talking. You get it? Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. So, and a few other ideas, you know, the key, you know, cooking up something. You know, I'm just never predictable. Like, you never know how I'm going to come or what I'm going to do next, you know? So, yeah. And plus, I'm just always emerging and I'm always adapting. I feel like, in a way, I'm a chameleon, you know? Because I blend in and adapt so much. It's like, it's kind of easy for me. I don't give myself time to really adjust. I just go with the flow. Oh, gosh. But yes, guys, we're back. Like I said, with episode 5. Can you believe this? We've came so far. But that's to only go further. See, at first, I thought that this would just be something quick, one and done. But I'm like, no. I've, you know, heard and seen some comments of feedback and all that. And they were pretty positive. I like it. I like the constructive criticism. I live off that. I live for that, period. You know, because help me grow. Help me grow and I'll help you grow, because period. So, yeah. You know, it's just amazing. But we're back. I think I went off track, but y'all honestly don't mind me, because before I even started recording, child, I copped, right? And I was like, well, you know, to really relax and stuff, you know, just, you know, smoke a little 1-2, child. I did, right? But I messed up because it was like gas. It's like, I don't know how this gonna go. But just enjoy me. Also, if you're a returning listener, thank you for returning. Thank you for the support. Thank you for hopefully that you'll continue supporting me. And if you are a new listener, hi, welcome. Welcome to Reality Check the Podcast. The name, the brand, LOL. Seriously. The name is Stunner, or you can call me Hakeem. It doesn't matter. Also, follow me on Instagram, and yeah, I'm just give y'all my Instagram, because my Twitter, I don't know. Well, I guess, same thing anyways. At Stunnerteller _ for Instagram, at Stunnerteller with 2 A's at the end, period. So, let's hop on into it. How have y'all been, though? Since my last episode, which was my first collab, and I really enjoyed it. It did something, period. It shook the table. It didn't make noise, but you know, it gave it a little wiggle, you know, period. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the company. Like I said, continue supporting the artist or the without the guests that joined this podcast, period. And from my last podcast episode, continue to support the artist, Spitta G, the local rapper of New Orleans, period. And follow him on Instagram. Get into his music at spitta.g, period. How have y'all been? No, seriously. I miss y'all. I miss talking. And that's the thing. I gotta come talk to y'all more because it's like I give an episode and I take time. But taking time is good, though. I just, like I said in the beginning, I never want to have y'all overdosing and give you so much at one time. You know, I want y'all to enjoy it. You know, savor the flavor. Soak in it, you know. Get a feel of me, you know, period. I mean, y'all gonna like this anyway. I mean, because the responses that I was getting, y'all already like me. You like the voice, the attitude, the wittiness, you know, period. The confidence of it all, right? I mean, because if you're not confident in yourself, then, you know, nobody is ever going to take you serious. Plus, nothing is really ever going to work out for you because, you know, you got to believe in yourself. You know, I believe in you. So, I would hope that you believe in yourself, too. Because why the fuck not? But no, seriously. Let me stop playing. Try that blunt. Like, I don't know. Do we be... Have me want to have a whole conversation, child. And see, this is why it's good for me to do a podcast, right? Because I want to talk so much, but yet people really want to have a conversation. They just want to, you know, enjoy their high and stuff. So, I'm here talking to you guys. You guys are listening to me. You know, this sweet old voice. I gotta stop licking my lips. Like, it's not like I don't have, you know, goddamn lip care. Plus, y'all, it's winter, so y'all better stock up on some lip care, some moisturizer, all that, cause, and deodorant, please. Goddamn. In the winter, I don't know what it is, but I'm not judging, but for the people that don't, you know, wear deodorant or that are light on the deodorant, you know, when they get musty and it's wintertime, that smell is stronger. And then they be having a fucking audacity to spray cologne and perfume over that. Go wash under them arms. Put some deodorant on. Shit. Lather it up under there and then put the deodorant on. And maybe a little 1-2 of, you know, cologne. But other than that, Don't be out here doing that. LOL. No, seriously. Is it winter time yet? Or is it still fall time? I mean, it's still fall time, right? Because Thanksgiving has not passed. And y'all, oh my gosh. Can y'all please stop skipping over Thanksgiving like it doesn't matter? Child, after Halloween was over, y'all went straight to damn Christmas. Like, What about the food, baby? Lord, what are you thankful for, child? You know, because the black families love, you know, what are you thankful for? You know, even though this is the white man's holiday, child. That doesn't matter, though. That's not neither here nor there. All I'm saying is, you know, just give Thanksgiving time to pass by. And then we'll get to Christmas, okay? Like, calm down. You ahead of everybody else. Slow your roll. But, you know, wintertime also is, you know, some people, including I, you know, wintertime, fall time is also the personal, you know, fashion week, LOL. Yeah, seriously, you gotta look for the holidays, you gotta come, you know, dripping or you gonna drown. Look, which side you on? Cause, baby, they talks, okay? So you gotta come through looking, you know, like a meal before getting a meal. Cause, period. LOL. But seriously, this holidays, I hope you guys enjoy, period. Where am I going with this? See, this is why I should not smoke a blunt before recording, child, because look at this. What is this? LOL. But no, this episode probably will not be a specific topic because so much has been going on in the media and I want to talk about that. Plus, I have seen some stuff and I want to get my personal opinion. So, you know, this will just be, you know, a review of, you know, the things that we've seen lately in the media. You know, so that means if you already aren't, you know, subscribed to this podcast, do so, share it, rate it, you know, and keep on listening. But while you're doing that, make sure you also, you know, got your earphones in or whatever, you know, listen, tune in, you know, get comfortable. Get your necessities. Is that what, how you said it? Necessities? Man, I was about to start singing Lion King. That is Lion King, right? When it was singing like the very necessities. Yeah, it was. But anyways, neither here or there once again. And also, opinions. You know, people have their own personal opinions, you know? And also, they have their freedom of speech. You know, that's a part of the amendments. You know? So, like, why is it when people speak their mind on things and say how they feel or whatever, why is, like, that frowned upon? Like, what is going on? See, the thing is, if you're not kissing ass, child, they're looking at you. They're watching you. Or if you're not with the program, child, they're looking at you. They're watching you. They're plotting. Okay? Also, like, we all should be able to say what we want. But I'm sure, you know, in a respectful way, you know. But I'm not saying, you know, you gotta kiss ass, you know. You know, say what you say in your way, but, you know, keep it respectful also, you know. Like, yeah. But other than that, I'm going to say what I want. I'm going to say how I feel, you know, like everybody else should feel and do. Because, like, who about to tell me what I can and cannot say? I don't need anybody's approval on anything that I should say or how I feel, you know? Because last time I checked, I was never a house nigga. I was always outside, you know, and stuff like that. So, yeah, but other than that, and plus this cancel culture shit, like, that shit is not real. Like, y'all, it's like, okay, I'm not gonna say y'all, because, you know, people might feel the same way or not or whatever, but still, like, what is canceling doing exactly? Like, is that a timeout? Is that just a petty slap on the wrist? Like, because either way, you got to think about it. And plus, both sides need empathy. If you're getting canceled, or even if you're not getting canceled, both sides need empathy. And if you're getting canceled, it needs empathy on both sides of, you know, you're losing something, but also you're gaining because of what's surrounding your name. You know, like, the publicity and all that. Publicity. Sorry, guys. But yeah, like, I just don't understand. Like, people think that they're doing something about canceling. I mean, you are for the moment, but, you know, they'll be back. Whoever you canceled or whatever, they might lose money, but, like, think about it. Because, once again, because of what was surrounding their name, they were losing money, but also they were gaining money because of, you know, people felt like what's around their name could help them in whatever they're doing, you know, stuff like that. So it's like, you could cancel all you want, but that ain't really doing nothing. Plus, like, is that really teaching anybody anything? I mean, well, I hope that they're learning from being canceled. I would hope so, Because if you don't and you still on that ignorant ass shit, then yeah, you just won't have my support anymore without being canceled. Because I mean, that's what canceling is, you know. Stopping the support and stuff. Like, y'all think y'all stopping the bag, but you're really not, you know. Like, social media isn't real. Cancellation isn't real. So, like, what's the point? At the end of the day, people on Twitter passing their opinions every day on something. Like, come on now. Like, then there's, like, so much other shit that y'all would rather canceled. Something that's not as important. As in, rather than, you know, about stuff going on in your family, you ain't canceling that. About stuff going on in your community, you ain't canceling that. About shit your partner doing the wrong way, you ain't canceling him. You ain't telling him, you know, well, I'm not fucking with you no more because of what you're doing. You ain't doing that. You worried about a damn celebrity and what they're doing in their life, you know. That's kind of weird. And I feel like people have too much time and they're, you know, too influenced by a celebrity's life, you know? So, like, it's, I don't know. That's weird. This whole social media world, this thing is weird. Now I see what y'all mean when y'all came up with that phrase. People are weird. Yeah, y'all are weird. I'm not saying y'all, but, you know, people out there that are, you know, doing that kind of shit. But, yeah, and stuff like that. But, you know, it's, I don't know. If you're going to cancel someone, I feel like both parties should be looked at. Not just the party of the damage, you know. Look at why the damage was caused, you know. You know, how could it have been prevented or stuff like that, you know. So, yeah. And plus, I feel like guys should take that note in that. Look at both sides. Look at where the damage came from. How is it going to prevent you or benefit you when you add on more damage? Like, y'all just doing shit just to do shit. And ugh, ew, yuck, weird, like I said. Yeah, that's that. But, you know, this whole podcast thing, I honestly, at first, was just playing with it, like I said in the beginning. But now that I've gotten used to it and I became more comfortable with it, it's like, and people are coming to me saying these things, and it's like, well, maybe I should continue with this because I have a purpose and people like what I'm saying, and they're telling me, you know, that I'm going places with this, I'm doing things with this, with my words and, you know, stuff like that, my attitude and stuff, and all that, the personality, you know. So, yeah, it's like, why not, you know, believe in yourself and, you know, add weight to that pedal, you know, keep it pushing. And that's what I'ma keep doing. And but yeah, I've said a lot these past 18 minutes. Yeah, period. Let's keep going. Okay, so like I was saying, this topic is just really gonna be reviewing about the shit. And also, let me just say and make this clear, I'm not just going to talk about the media world, okay? I'm going to talk about things that happen in the real life, the real world. You know, things that y'all aren't so not knowledgeable about, you know? I want to talk about real world stuff. I really want to actually have a conversation with you guys, you know? I want y'all to feel me, you know? Period. Let's share opinions. Let's, this safe space, period. Yo, I have these incense. They smell really good, but I don't know what the smell or flavor is. I don't know. It smells like mahogany or something. I don't know. It smells like really, you know, cinnamony, you know, and like got kind of like a rum spice to it. My palate. LOL. Like I was saying, oh, guys, have you watched that Kanye interview? What is it called? Drink Champs? 10 out of 10. The things and the points that Ye was making, because you know that's what he legally changed his name to, Ye. As I was listening, the things that he was saying in a way of rapping but also communicating, it was just like mind blowing, because I don't think people actually understand what he was saying, and yet they look at him and call him crazy. But if you actually just listen and pay attention to his words and feel where he's coming from with it, man, oh man, man, it would, like, some shit he said, he was saying how he doesn't feel that we should have a Black History Month. He said he feels like that we should not be reminded of what we went through. Why be reminded of, what did he say? Why be reminded? Did he say some shit? What did he say? I don't know. Damn, I gotta find a video. But when I do, I'll post it on my Instagram and post it on a story. You guys can look at it there. But yeah, it's like he was just saying so much deep shit that I don't think that people will get, because they're just going to be watching it for, you know, the insight on his life and stuff, and the tea on certain things about, you know, his family and his kids and his wife and all that, you know. But they're not really listening. They're not really following his floor plans. You get it? And I like where he's going with this. So kudos to Kanye. No, Ye. Kudos to him. Yes. Anyways. Yeah. Also, I'm not sure. Well, of course you guys have seen the controversy. Or I hope that you have. If you haven't, I'll explain. Just listen. But yes, the controversy around Dave Chappelle and his Netflix documentary. That's why I really chose to do this, first of all, because that right there, that has taught me so much. One, two, also, it's changed my point of view on work. I mean by the work that Dave Chappelle gave, like, his work is telling jokes, being a comedian. He's a comedian, guys. People. He's a comedian. That's his job, to tell jokes. The things that he say are meant to be funny, degrading, and, you know, it could trigger a lot. But, though, I'm not saying that he's wrong or right. But what I am saying is, he has an opinion once again, like everybody else, right? His opinions matters just as much as everybody else's. Okay? And plus, his opinion matters more because he's a celebrity, you know? Once again, I'm not saying what he said is wrong or right. Sheesh. I'm not condoning anything that he did say. Let me just say that also. But what I am saying is, once again, he does have an opinion like everybody else in the United States. The home of the brave and the land of the free. Which we all know that is a lie. Okay? Okay. Just do your research. But anyways, Dave Chappelle, that whole thing. And also, shout out to T.S. Madison, because she has taught me so much also. T.S. Madison, yes, I would love to learn more about the trans community, you know, because I don't really have too many encounters or too many friends or associates that are trans. And while I am a part of the LGBTQ+ community, I would love to, you know, get more insight on these beautiful, beautiful human beings, like once again, like everybody else is, right? Okay. But with that being said, I just don't understand. The hate that they give, the hate that y'all give, it needs really to stop. It really does. The more hate you give is, the less love, I'm sorry y'all. Like I was going to say, the more hate you give is the less love there is. So, yeah. So with that being said, let's hop into it, okay? Period. I hope that y'all are enjoying so far. Are you enjoying? Because I'm enjoying you. Period. But, you know, but like seriously, before I really dive deep in and how I said about T.S. Madison and how she's taught me so much, I just want to say how on with her recent interview with the Breakfast Club about the things that have been said towards the LGBTQ community, I've taken notes, you know, all that. I've learned a lot. Yes, I have. Once again, me too. I feel I would need an enlightenment. Y'all, I don't know why I get so tongue twisted. This happens all the time. It's like I be doing good and it's like the brain just comes up with more ideas that want to come rushing out my mouth. And it's like, slow the fuck down. Ooh. It's like, you gotta crawl before you walk, baby. Crawl before you walk. You know, just take a step, okay? Step by step. Because, child, this brain is overthinking, child. Woo! Child. Is this what it is? Having a rush? God damn. Woo! See, that's because I was too excited. Because I'm talking to you guys. And you guys are listening to me. And plus, like I said, I love conversations. I love talking. I can honestly talk all day. But no. That's not what I'm gonna do. Because at some point, y'all gonna get bored and be like, shut the fuck up. Okay? So, listen. You know, like I was saying, me too, I feel I would need a brighter enlightenment on the trans community. I think we all should, honestly. I don't like the label trans. I don't. Honestly. Just like I don't like any other label. Because, like, labels, like, what is the point? Label, like, it's just something that you stand for. It's something that you're a part of. It's something that makes you. It's something that adds to you. You know, so it's like, the label, is it really important? Like, because the label does not define me. Okay? Like, when you see me, what do you see first? That I'm black or gay? Which one? I like, and plus, like, why does that matter? Would y'all see the trans community as also a minority group? I think I would. That's fair, right? I mean, but of course, before your label, you are black, person of color, Caucasian, etc. You know, like, my sexuality doesn't matter. And why does that bother you? Why? It's like, And that brings me, okay, guys. But yeah, that brings me to Boosie and his whole phobia of Lil Nas X and his homosexualness. You know, like, that's kind of got my eyebrow raising, you know, like, I don't know about this, like, Boosie, like, are you trying to, you know, fight against the fact that you might be gay too? Like, because the way that Lil Nas X has him bothered or had him bothered, child, that is not healthy, nor is that cute. Does he still get women? Does he still get pussy for being homophobic? But of course he does, because there's other men out here that are homophobic still getting pussy. Or, never mind. But anyways, you know, it's just that, I don't know. Like that Jhené Aiko song, "You cannot define me, but first you gotta find me." Is that what she said? Cause period. My Pisces sister, love her. But like I was saying, let's continue, shall we? Sorry guys, sorry that I jumped from Dave Chappelle and T.S. Madison right on to Boosie. Something had to be said. I mean, it's already has been said, but I feel like I need to say it also from my point of view, you know? Because why not? You know, because like I said, we're all allowed to have opinions, right? Period. So, all that and all that. I just would never want to disrespect anyone, you know? I never want to misgender them. I never want to just, like, plain disrespect, even if I don't mean any ill intentions. I just, you know, would never want to misapproach someone, you know. I never want to just, I don't know, I just never want to make them feel disrespected. So this is why I feel like I myself and everyone else should have some kind of, you know, teaching about the trans community, plus the IA community, plus, you know, the community of, you know, he, her, she, they, them, you know, we, period. Love that. So, I just be so in tune, like, with myself. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to control my fast speech, and I'm also trying to control my stutter. You know, it's not like a major stutter. It's just like, you know, when I get excited and when I get really passionate about something, I just start talking fast, and then I end up stumbling over a word and I might stutter and all that. So it's like trying to control that. I am, but it's like my anxiety, which is my happiness, because once again, I'm talking to you guys, it just gets me ahead of myself, and it's like, pull back, breathe, take your time, you know, and just flow. And it's like, god damn. So yes, I just gotta breathe sometimes. And I have this tattoo that I don't even be realizing that I have, child. I forgot all about this, which was my first tattoo. It says breathe in Arabic. I had to get it. I needed a reminder to just, you know, breathe. Take a step back. You know, realign focus. And just, you know, flow. Because, yeah, I just, child, only if y'all knew. Love that. But anyways, like I was saying, guys, if you are still following me, where was I? You know, we're all human. So are they, once again. And in this fucked up world that we really just want to be, we're all human beings, but we're in this fucked up world, yet we're all trying to have a human experience without being belittled or tormented, you know? And it's like, certain other communities aren't allowing people to live, be free, be loud, and be proud, you know? Like, I just don't understand this world. But then again, they don't like you to question, because when you question, you know what happens. But anyways, yeah, other than that, look, say what you want, say what you mean, and mean what you say, period, okay, all right, and plus, do as you please, okay, live and be free, period. You know, guys, this, of course, is a sensitive topic, though, to you and the rest of the world that has become so soft and sensitive. Child, look, it is what it is, and it's not cute, but that's the world we live in. Anyways, yeah, you know, by now, I would have thought that as a nation, we would have gained tougher skin from what we all been through, like, over time, these past 400 years, you know. I mean, hey, but then again, 400 years hasn't gone anywhere. They just made it seem that way. It really hasn't, you know. So, I mean, yes, we are still in that time. They've just lightened up on us, you know, made us believe, you know, just, I'm gonna stop there, but anyways, and stuff like that, but like, seriously, I would have thought that we have gained tougher skin by now, no matter what category you fall under, but every day is like, this year has proven me wrong. Like, y'all still the same. Like, even over the pandemic, the panorama, like, y'all still soft. Y'all still let shit bother y'all. Y'all still let shit get under your skin. Y'all still let shit get under your nails and get them dirty. Baby. What is you doing? Child. I don't know. I don't understand time. I don't understand people. Ugh. Anyways, like I was saying, you know, but once again, because we don't care to understand about anyone's reasoning after they've offended us, we jump straight into canceling someone, which is fake bullshit to me. It is, like I said before, it's like, it's like, canceling, is that really real? Like, to y'all, like, when y'all see on a TL and when they're trying to or attempting to cancel someone, like, what do you think about that? Like, do you roll your eyes at it? Or do you go along with it? Or do you laugh? Because I laugh, right? Why not? Because, like, what's the point? Y'all don't cancel the people for the right reasons, I think, as I should say, that's my opinion, okay, but yeah, it's like, you know what I hate, I love it also, because there would be nothing without the Black community, honestly speaking. Baby, we are that blend seasoning. That's what we are. We push away that salt and pepper. We add on. We are the base. Period. Oh, love that. Oh my gosh. Yes, we are the base. Honestly. That shook me up on the inside, y'all. Woo. Can I just say one thing? I want you guys to go. No, never mind. Well, yeah. Go watch that Kanye interview. His recent one, Drink Champs. Go watch that. Listen. Like, actually, you know, open your ears. You know? Yeah, that's all. Like I was saying, get back. Y'all, I'm sorry if I get off topic and stuff like that. I'm so sorry. I just, once again, like I said, when I'm talking to have a conversation, I just get very passionate. See? I just get very passionate. And sometimes I just, I'm either stumbling or I'm getting off topic and going off the road. Child, I don't know. You know? So, yes, let's get back to this topic because I'm sure y'all like, okay, this nigga story hopping. What are you doing now? I'm sorry, y'all. I apologize. But seriously, canceling. Shit. I'm going to call him later. Because if I pause this, then, you know, it ain't really going to pause. It's going to just stop fucking recording. And I don't want to do that. So, like I was saying, guys. I just think canceling is bullshit. Because at the end of the day, Hakeem, calm down. Slow your roll. Breathe. Bitch, take your time. God damn. At the end of the day, like I was saying, guys, are we really just giving him a slap on the wrist? Like a petty ass whooping? Like, once again, like, do they ever learn from their mistakes and what they're saying? Do they ever learn from the wrongdoings? You know, like, do they look at why, what's caused the damage? I don't know about that. I don't know. Did I even explain why what happened about Dave Chappelle? Because I don't think I did. LOL. I'm just over here fucking blabbering about whatever and not talking about the fucking main focus, Dave Chappelle. His recent comedy on Netflix. What is it called? The Closer? That's what they call? Yes, The Closer. And he was saying some things. He was telling jokes in ill-mannered ways about the LGBTQ plus community. And people were not happy about that. I would understand why. I get why. But also, like, once again, he's a comedian. Like, are people not getting that point? Is that what they're missing? He's a comedian. Once again, I'm not saying that what he said is wrong or right. He's a comedian and he has an opinion, guys. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, if you guys would focus so much on the work and not so much of the negatives, then maybe y'all wouldn't be so offended, you know? And plus, that's also what the music also, like, these music celebrities and their fandoms, like, they, let's be honest, they are entitled. Let's be honest. Fandoms of certain celebrities are entitled. And I can say that because I am entitled. Okay? To have an opinion and also to have a standard, you know, when it comes to music. You know, and yes, I am talking about Nicki and Beyonce and the rest of those fandoms. You know, the fact that we are so, you know, amazed and caught up by our favorite celebrity, you know, they set a standard for us. And if that standard isn't reached or met, then, you know, we're looking down upon whoever, you know, and we're not really giving them a chance to redeem or whatever, you know, like stuff like that. That's how I feel. That's what it is, though. I mean, is it not? So, Dave Chappelle is entitled to have an opinion, and people are missing that. I get where y'all coming from. I get where y'all are being triggered at. I get it. I really do get it. I get it. But man, he's just a fucking comedian. God damn. Laugh at his shit instead of being triggered. And once again, I'm not saying what he said is wrong or right. It's an opinion. He's entitled to that also, just like his freedom of speech. And when I say freedom of speech, do we even really have freedom? LOL.
Haha.
No, because seriously, I laugh at that. I do. I laugh. Oh, I laugh. I laugh hard, actually, because goddamn. Oh, child. The stuff that is going on, if y'all would just look past the image. Chow. Anyways. Did I say the things that I needed to say? Like I was saying, once again, I'm sorry if I keep stopping. It's just like, one second, guys. Because also, I am reading off notes. Right? That's the only way to grow, right? Take notes. Why not? But seriously, I'm just saying, to understand where David Shaw was coming from with his jokes and all that, I feel like I understood where he was coming from. I understood it. I understood his perspective. I understood his choice of wording. I understood his mindset. I understood, you know, his feelings. I don't know. Y'all have to watch it to see where I'm coming from with this. And also, you have to be able to laugh at it. Don't be so uptight and caught up in his digs. Goddamn. Loosen up. Okay? Shit. Focus on what's really going on in the world. Not because of what the damn comedian's saying. You know? Like, it's major, but no, I can't downplay the LGBTQ community because I'm a part of that. Like I said in the beginning, you gotta look at both sides with empathy. His jokes about and towards the trans and LGBTQ community, you gotta feel their empathy. Well, you gotta be a part of us to feel our feelings, to give empathy. But also, you gotta look at where he's coming from with it and give his side empathy. I'm sure anything that he was saying was not ill-intended. They were just meant to be laughed at. Because why? He's a comedian. Right? Okay. I mean, I don't know. Y'all take it how y'all want to take it. That's my opinion. And I'm going to stand on that. Because period. Why the fuck not? I'm a human being. You know, I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm entitled to these constitutions. I'm entitled to, you know, my rights. Okay? Period, just like you are and anybody else that is a part of the U.S., the stolen land, period, okay? Because, like, I'll be getting caught up. I really do. I'll be feeling myself too much. I'm sorry, y'all. I just, child, I don't know. I get carried away. And that's a good thing because I can continue to give more of me, right? Period. But also, I asked myself a question earlier this week. You know, I was looking in the mirror, just so happened, and I asked myself this question. What do you notice first when you look in the mirror? The minority group that you're a part of, or the flaws that you don't like about yourself? What do you see first? I feel like, honestly, you can't just embrace one before the other. You gotta be able to embrace both. You know, your flaws make you. Your flaws actually add to the minority group that you're a part of, because period, right? They are codependent. Because what does it make up? You, LOL. So, with that being said, let's respect ourselves. Let's respect others more. But also, I ain't saying kiss ass. I ain't saying, you know, be a lap table. I'm just saying, you know, respectfully, you know, you ain't gotta kiss ass. You ain't gotta, you know, be a yes man. You ain't gotta, you know, be a wannabe and all that. You know, just respect yourself and others, because at the end of the day, we're all human beings and we're all a part of a group that is, you know, being aimed at in some way, I guess. At this point, I'm just talking, y'all. Don't mind me. LOL. But no, seriously. It's just, I don't know. At this point, I'm just talking. I mean, because, like, what more can I say, right? Is this the end? Can't be. Cannot be. Oh, my gosh. Yo, I don't think I was done. Mm-mm-mm. Well, One second, guys. Don't mind me, y'all. Like, seriously, don't mind me. I'm just trying to see if I hit all my key points. I think I did. I hope I did. I'm sure. I'm just reading over these last few notes, y'all. Don't mind me. Okay, look. This is as raw as it comes, okay? This is as raw as it gets. Alright? So, I think that's everything. Oh, wait, no, because I don't know. I think that's everything. I mean, well, no, because I lied. Sorry, y'all. Don't mind me about that. And for the black men, though, or pretty much not just the black men, everybody else in this world, everybody else that is alive, you know, I'm gonna keep that for another episode that I have coming up. Yeah, I'm gonna keep that. Definitely. Okay. Well, guys, there we have it. We have an hour worth of conversation. Did you guys enjoy me? Besides, minus the little hiccups, the little, you know, minor things. Did you guys enjoy me? Because I enjoyed you guys. Let's reschedule for the next episode, and I hope to see you guys back. But until then, I don't know. Bye.